Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Kevin Anderson. We're going to be discussing his amazing poetry book, My Thoughts. But people, get this. If you want to gather more poetry from Kevin, you want to head on over to Kevin Anderson at poetry.com. There you'll find more poems by him that he's put out online. But you're definitely going to want to pick up My Thoughts because that has a culmination of so much. And I will say, Kevin was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business, Authors Press. So if you or anyone you know have a book that they'd like moved, people, I'm telling you, you can do no better than contacting the fantastic team at Authors Press and having them move it for you. You can find out more information on them at authorspress.com. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Kevin here on the line. The poems that he's written are fantastic, people, and the underlying message behind them are just as great, okay? It really carries with it the message of perseverance, right? People, you can overcome any circumstance, regardless of background, situation, doesn't matter. Now, I personally love that message, and I love the fact that these poems represent that. Okay, now, in his opinion, and I want to make sure that I put out that it's in his opinion, these poems are lighthearted, and they're upbeat. Okay, now, you may have a different interpretation of that, and I think that is what is so beautiful about art in and of itself, right? Art is based upon the individual's interpretation, and Kevin feels that this is lighthearted and upbeat. You may feel otherwise, and that is okay, because that is what art represents. And one thing that he says is in a brief synopsis of his poems, and I love this phrase. I told him he needs to coin it because it is a wonderful representation. In Kevin's words, his poems are a menagerie of conundrums. Okay, and I love that representation. Because isn't that just what life is? Just a menagerie of conundrum after conundrum. And I think that that is a wonderful, wonderful synopsis and a wonderful viewpoint of the poems found in the book. And really, listen, people, at the end of the day, Kevin is the expert. He's written the book, he's written the poetry, and he's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. So let's bring him here with us, okay? Kevin, first and foremost, man, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm trying to do things right. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve, man, and I think, you know, we're always trying to do things right. It's a constant test, right? The journey that we're on is a constant test. But Kevin, it's a pleasure having you here. We're really looking forward to not only the words of wisdom we're going to be able to steal from you today, but also the words of wisdom we're going to find showcased inside the confines of your book. Now, before we go into the book, Kev, I think it's important to start off by learning a little bit more about your background. So let's pick it up there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
We can start off. I'm from Ghetto Fabulous. The military standards were customs and curses. The path I've taken in life in the United States of America, the far and distant land, have indubitably exposed me bare. The adventure has made me the person, the man. I was born in Illinois. I was raised in East St. Louis in a little village called Royal Lakes. From there, the fam, we hightailed it to California. I dallied in Inglewood and then Bompton, or Compton, some do say. I signed my name on a dotted line, bringing the world in the field view. I joined the United States Air Force in 1986, and I fully retired in 2016. 30 years of service, man, of making life do what it does so I can do what I do when I do what I do, communicating my thoughts or feel.
Well, Kevin, first and foremost, man, thank you very much for your service. And, you know, I always want to put out there, I feel like a thank you does not do enough. all of the sacrifices that I'm sure you and all of your military brethren have done, a thank you just doesn't seem to do enough. But of course, it's the only thing I have to offer at the moment, Kevin, so I'm going to say it. Thank you very much for your service protecting our liberties here, man, because, again, we are truly indebted to you and all of your military, again, military brothers and sisters, man. And listen, Los Angeles, I'm very familiar with it. I've been here for almost 15 years. It's a beautiful place. And we love it here. You know, definitely have no intent on leaving. But it's a wonderful, wonderful place. And Kevin, the anchor for today's interview, of course, is all about your book, My Thoughts. So without further ado, give us a brief synopsis of what it entails.
My thoughts are basically the actions and the inactions of my heart and my mind. The words I found longing to say something about this and something about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kevin, I really like, I love the book cover, because there's something about it, and people, when you go to his Amazon, Barnes & Noble pages, you'll see it. Okay, it's a red cover. It has a heart holding the hand of a brain. Now, of course, the title of the book being My Thoughts, I can assume the cover and the representation that has and the connection that it has to the narrative itself. But Kevin, you know what happens when you assume. So I'm not going to do that to you, man. I have you here on the line. I'm going to go directly to the source. Talk to us about that book cover and why you chose it to be the representation for your book.
Well, some people say you think with your heart, and some people say you think with your mind, you know. And most of the time, you can't get them together. Well, either they holding hands jointly, or they pushing and pulling. It ain't no telling. It's a conundrum within itself.
There you have it. I love it, man. I love it. Yo, Kevin, how did you get into writing, man? Let's talk about inspiration for a second. When it comes to poetry, was this something that you always were a fan of growing up? I mean, of course, your military background was what you went into for a career-wise. You said you just retired not too long ago, so you had 30 years of service. Where does the love for writing fit into that?
I grew up writing. When I was real young, when I learned how to read, I'm going to really tell it like it is. First book I learned how to read was Dick and Jane. You know, we started off with that. But then I got a little better at reading. I started reading Dr. Seuss. And Dr. Seuss had a way of telling the story. You know, then I got into reading the Bible. And those are some beautiful stories and some, you know, modern stories or whatnot. But we won't go into that. And then Edgar Allan Poe. I love the way he writes his books, his, you know, not necessarily all his poetry, because I really don't understand most of them, but the way his storylines are, the way he pulls you in and keeps you there for a little while before he lets you go. I love that. And some of my poetry, you know, you might think it's going one place and we'll end up somewhere else. You know, I love words. I enjoy using words to communicate my thoughts or thoughts. And, you know, words enhance or inhibit successful communication.
Absolutely.
So, you know, words have always been a part of my world. And they've always been a part of communicating with other people from around the world. And here at home, it's been the most difficult communication I've ever had.
You said a mouthful there, Kevin. Sticking with inspiration, though. So we know some authors that you were inspired by growing up. When it comes to poetry, was poetry something that you were always doing growing up? Was this always a hobby of yours?
Yes. Since I've been able to write, yeah. Like I told you, when I learned how to write and I started reading, you know, I like the way the words were used, when, like you said, a string, you know, you can almost say anything within to communicate to somebody, but will they understand it? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, it's an art to talk to somebody.
So Kevin,
get what you want. So influence or not.
Mm-hmm. So Kevin, when it comes to this book, My Thoughts, what inspired you to write it? Because, of course, as you said, writing was always a hobby of yours. It was always a passion of yours. So this very easily could have stayed a book on your personal shelf or something that you shared amongst those around you. But you wanted to take it a step further and publish the book for the masses. Talk to us about what inspired you to do that.
I had a large collection of poems, which I had written, you know, and I always shared them with my family and my friends. And it was always said, you know, you should write a book. You should write a book. You know, I really didn't get that serious about it because it takes money to publish a book. And
absolutely.
I thought they were really shining me on because they were family and friends. Well, I had an auntie that I sent a whole lot of poems to, and she said, "Why don't you put this in a book?" And I just said, well, you know, okay. And it happened. It pretty much happened from there. I started to get serious, and I sat down and sent it out to the publishing, out in the publishing world. And I got some hits, and I was satisfied with the offer that I received. And so, and they approved my... what do you call that transcript? Yeah, the transcript, you know, that I had submitted. And, you know, it went from there. And from there, we're here.
People, again, we're here on the line with Kevin Anderson. We're discussing his amazing poetry book, My Thoughts. But make sure to check out more poetry by Kevin. You check out Kevin Anderson at poetry.com. You know, Kevin, next question that I'd love to get into. And listen, my listening audience is going to get very upset with me if I don't hurry up and go here. Okay. Now, we know you have poetry already listed online at Kevin Anderson at poetry.com. Well, listen, I'd love to hear one of your poems. So please, if you have one readily available to read from myself, my listening audience, we are all ears.
Yes, I do. It's called I Breathe. She means more than fresh air. She means more than a simple breeze. She's my lungs. As she inhales and she exhales, I breathe. Her warmth heats my passion, and I ignite the sun, melting icebergs and boiling oceans, and melting candle wax. Watch it run. Under heavy cloud cover comes the wet and the rain, splashing and dripping, she's calling my name. Does the sun ever set? Does the moon ever rise? I haven't taken notice. She's engulfed my eyes. Love is like the air. It can't be seen. It can be felt, but not touched, like an X-rated dream. Heart's racing. Body is trembling, a hot shower, and mirror steams. She's my hot cup of coffee with extra sugar and cream. Life isn't always as life cares to seem. Passion and love are not illusions. Time lost without them can't be redeemed. She's more than fresh air. She's more than a simple breeze. She's my lungs. As she inhales and she exhales, I breathe.
I love that. I love that. People, listen, such relatable content. I mean, love is an amazing feeling, right? And I love the line that he said. It was probably about halfway through. And he was, love... it's like air, right? You can't see it. You can't touch it, but you can feel it, right? And it's an amazing feeling. You know, listen, man, I'm not even going to go any further. I love that. That was a perfect poem to showcase People, you know the relatable content is there, and that's just one poem. The book is filled with them. Okay, so you know where to go. Kevin, as we start to close out of this wonderful interview, man, curiosity for myself, what would you say was a highlight for you in writing the book? Or if not a highlight, maybe something that surprised you that you weren't anticipating before you began?
That people actually like what I wrote.
Well, listen, Kevin, don't sell yourself short, man. I mean, after hearing that poem that you just read, I Breathe, it's not a surprise to see why. I mean, the way you put those words together are beautiful, man. And again, you're talking about a feeling that is so relatable to all of humanity. Listen, I'm not surprised whatsoever, but I'm glad that you were, and I'm hoping that this gave you the confidence to write another one, because my next question that I wanted to go into, Kevin, I know about your past. I know about this book. I'm focusing on the future now, man. Please tell me there's another book on the horizon, Kevin. What's upcoming for you?
Well, like I always say, keep living and you'll see.
There it is. There it is. Short, sweet, to the point, people. You just have to keep checking back in. Kevin Anderson at poetry.com. There's no other way around it. Okay? That's where you have to go to not only get this book, but also to stay abreast on everything else that he has upcoming. That is fantastic. Last question here for you, Kevin. As I mentioned when I first started this interview, I'm an artist myself. I'm in a different medium, but of course, I love having this platform to really utilize on paying it forward to other artists out there listening in. Of course, whenever the opportunity presents itself. Now, you are someone that has been through the process. You've written your own narrative, but you also have gone through the gauntlet of getting it published. And I'd love to take this opportunity, Kevin, for anybody that's out there listening in right now, any new writers out there listening in, what are some words of wisdom that you may be able to offer them about the journey they're getting ready to take?
Be persistent. If you believe in yourself, be persistent.
There you have it, people. Listen, persistence is key. Challenges, adversity, that's part of life, right? It's part of the journey. You're going to run into some walls. But at the end of the day, as long as you keep your head down, you keep on trucking, man, you get by it, right? Potholes along the journey will happen. Pull it over to the side of the road, fix that tire, and keep it moving. I love that advice. And people, you know what I love even more? Is we're at the end of the interview now. We've discussed so much information pertaining to Kevin's poetry book, but yet we've barely scratched the surface. We've discussed one poem. As I mentioned, the book is filled with them. So I'm going to say it for you once again. I know I don't have to, but let's re-impress it. Kevin Anderson is the author you have to thank for bringing the book to your table. My Thoughts is the title you have to pick up, but also check out Kevin Anderson at poetry.com to gather more. You surely will not be disappointed. This is a wonderful book to add to your shelf, an even better gift to add to someone else's. Kevin, this has been an absolute pleasure, man. Such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Thank you for having me.